This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang province and we've been visiting the Flaming Mountains and ancient ruins of Gaochang east of Turfan. Today we're heading west to another set of ruins, in this case the Jiaohe ruins. The ruins are only 13 kilometers away, within bicycle range, and they're also part of the Turfan one-day tour itinerary, usually the afternoon part. We arrived shortly after lunch, just as the afternoon wind that descends almost daily on the Turfan area was beginning to blow. Jiaohe means where rivers meet. In this case, there's only one river, the Yarnaz River, and it meets just below the ruins after dividing where the ruins begin nearly 2 kilometers upstream. The ruins occupy the summit of a leaf-shaped island of windblown loess, 1,700 meters long and no more than 300 meters across at its widest point. Both sides of the island are lined by sheer cliffs about 30 meters high, and the only way for ordinary mortals to get to the top is up a steep trail just above the point where the rivers meet. Not long after we started up, we had to stop to tie bandanas across our faces so that we could breathe something other than the sand that swirled and blasted across the island. With its natural protection from enemies as well as its easy access to water, the island provided a perfect refuge for the early inhabitants of the Turfan area, and Neolithic remains have been found here dating back over 3,000 years. When the Chinese first arrived about 2,000 years ago, Jiaohe was already the capital of a small kingdom, and its fortunes paralleled those of Gaochang, under whose shadow it waxed and waned. Like Gaochang, Jiaohe was also destroyed by the Mongols in the 13th century, and since then it's been home to nothing but wind. This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road.